Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
This is the segment of the program where we get to go into a new world. A brand new TV show is about to kick off. But can you imagine the idea of going anywhere to grow anything? Well, 15 years ago, a guy embarked on a bit of an experiment in sustainability and self-sufficiency. He moved to a cottage on a small land holding in Dorset and set up a little bit of a learning outcome there for himself, how to grow his own produce, raise livestock, and become part of a community. It eventuated into many, many episodes of television, let me tell you. And now the baton's been passed down the channel and it's heading to Australia. And Tasmanian chef Paul West has become the host of this brand new show that we're going to be talking about, and I thought we'd get him on the line to tell us all about it. How are you, Paul?
I'm very well, Ben. Thanks for having me.
Fantastic idea. Now, what's the name of the TV show?
Well, it's pretty original. It's River Cottage Australia. So it's the same as the UK with Australia tack on at the end. So
now, tell me, how does one like yourself, who's a chef and worked in some really swank places, end up becoming a TV star?
I got a message on Facebook about the online casting for the show off of my partner's cousin and left it to the very last minute. And then the rest is history, I suppose. Here I am now.
Now, tell us about the show. The concept of the show is very, very simple, but what are you going to bring to it for Australia?
Well, I think, you know, that a lot of Australians have really enjoyed the UK version. I myself am one of them. I mean, I've watched it religiously, the UK show. And, there's slight cultural differences between Australia and the UK, you know. So I think what I'd like to think that I'm bringing in is probably, you know, the philosophy is the same, but I'd like to think that I'm just making it, you know, a little bit more relatable to Australians.
Sustainability is a big focus about this show. So what Absolutely. Sort of things are you going to be telling us about and showing us on TV?
Well, I mean, the core message of the whole show is to reconnect with your production of food. So the things that you cook and the things that you eat, you know, developing a relationship with where they originate. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and that in itself is kind of sustainability by default.
So tell us about maybe some of the challenges you've been facing with the whole setup of this thing. So you basically get given a farmhouse. Is that how it works?
Yeah, pretty much. A farmhouse, a nice 1930s weatherboard cottage on 20 acres of disused dairy land on the south coast of New South Wales.
Oh, that sounds too good to be true.
Well, yeah. It's a beautiful, beautiful part of the world. Wow, Central Tilba, what a place.
And what things do you face in terms of setting it up? I mean, there must be a lot of dramas.
Well, yeah. when you're working with animals and the weather, there's definitely dramas. I mean, from my very brief experience in the farming realm, I mean, you kind of plan things and it's all jotted down on paper and then you start putting them into place, but inevitably the best laid plans kind of go astray, especially when, you know, you have a freak weather event or the animals bust loose from their pen and you have to spend half a day catching them again. So, yeah, it's just a matter of being observant and adaptive.
And adapting it. So what was it like working with Hugh? How did he find it down here?
Fantastic. He loved it, yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, yeah, he absolutely, absolutely loved it. First time he's ever been to Australia. And for me, what a great opportunity to, you know, to find myself in a role where I have absolutely no experience and get to work directly with a guy that has so much experience as you. So, I mean, that was a real blessing.
I tell you what, you've got an amazing journey ahead of you. It'll spin off into more episodes. I can just see it all happening now.
I certainly hope so. I mean, it's definitely been an enjoyable experience. I mean,
hey, tell me, what have you learnt from going out of the kitchen to becoming a TV presenter? What advice can you give to people wanting to be a TV presenter?
What advice? Be patient. Be very, very patient.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in a way quite similar to working in the kitchen. I mean, there's definite short-term time pressures.
Sure.
But and on the other hand, it's totally different.
Have you got used to watching yourself yet?
Only just.
So we've been chatting today with Paul West, host of Australian River Cottage. What a cool idea on the Lifestyle Channel. Paul, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.